Red Hot Chili Peppers and My Friends. If you haven't heard yet, the Red Hot Chili Peppers show that was scheduled for the Fleet Center for tomorrow night, actually. Remember, it was canceled because Chad broke his arm, the drummer. It's been rescheduled. The show has been rescheduled. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are coming to town Thursday, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. Let me tell you that again because I know we're going to get 100 phone calls. Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Fleet Center, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. We have Thank more God. Details right here on AAF. It's Opie and Anthony, where you never know what you're going to hear when you listen to us, right?
That's for sure.
Check this out.
Good morning, everybody. My
help. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Listen, what's the name of your store?
Why? It's Golden Gate number 8.
All right, because I think I'm coming in to get some. Do you guys got any of those cock rings?
Cock rings? Hang on a second. Let me see.
All right.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, listen, I'm looking for a cock ring.
Yeah, what size you need?
Well, how many? I got like 4.
Okay, well, we've got the small, medium, and large, and then we have a special kind that is made by an Oriental doctor that might be able to help you.
Well, how much they run?
They run anywhere from $1 on up to $6.95.
All right, now, you got anything for pigs or sheep or anything like that?
We got this blow-up sheep, the black and the white.
Huh?
Is that what you need?
No. I need something to keep my roosters in, a cock ring, and they said to call up here. Hello?
Oh, you gotta love it. Huh? Hey, on the way, our completed list. We've been making a list all afternoon long. If you don't know what it's about, stick around. Trust me on this one. It's Nirvana, In Bloom, AAF. That really rocks. That seaweed and start with. It's Opie and Anthony. And should we do a traffic, bro?
Do we have time?
We have time, and I really don't feel like doing the traffic today. You want to do it again? I know you did it last time, but...
I'll do the traffic report.
Actually, who's sponsoring the traffic today?
Is it written down here? Pishy?
Pishy again?
Pishy? Yeah, he's the only one calling in.
All right.
Sponsor the traffic.
See, we let listeners sponsor the traffic, and Pishy is in twice now.
We usually don't have traffic because we figured it was pretty useless, but
right.
we will do a traffic report.
All right, here's Anthony
sponsored
with...
Sponsored by Pishy. It's the Opie and Anthony traffic report.
And here's Anthony with today's traffic.
All right. You know those roads you were driving on last week that were clogged up about this time when you were driving home? Well, they're clogged up again today, too. This traffic, it sucks. Same place every day.
There you go. Traffic sucks. That's all I need to know. Okay. WAAF is now online. You can get on the net with 107.3 WAAF at www.waaf.com. You can meet the jocks. You can email a request. You can email the jocks. We're trying to write everyone back, but it's getting to be impossible. I'm about 8 days behind, but I'll get to everyone that emails us.
I think I have my own address now, finally. I'm not saddled to Opie's address.
And Anthony finally has his own address. There you go. And you can check out the latest WAF events and playlists. Plus, you can uplink to your favorite bands and plug into the New England concert scene. Log on. It's www.waaf.com. Rock the net with us here at AAF. Mm-hmm. All right. What were we talking about? We started the show. Anthony started laughing because I was trying to explain the cow hoof to him. You know, camel toe. You know, when girls wear very tight jeans or tight spandex pants, and their private area has that little...
They get what I always called the reverse wedgie.
Reverse wedgie, cow toe. I mean, camel toe, cow hoof.
Cow hoof.
So our faithful listeners came up with a list. We've been writing them down for the last 2 freaking hours. Please, no one call up with any more, because this is our official list done.
This is it. Dunsky.
Done by Butthead.
We got Butthead over here. Butthead. Moose knuckles.
Moose knuckles.
Two-car garage.
Two-car garage. Very good.
Beef curtains.
Beef curtains.
Nappy dugout.
Nappy dugout.
Hatchet wound. Coin slot. Midget catcher's mitt.
Midget catcher's mitt?
That's cool.
I like that one.
Yo-yo smuggler. Figure it out, dude. Penguin feet.
Uh-huh.
Split ninja foot. And Opie's favorite.
Clitty Closet.
I like that one.
Clitty Closet.
All right. You said Clitty Closet. Oh, God. Hey, on the way, Anthony's Rot Gut song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. We already played it once today, but phone's going off the, ringing off the hook, and if you wait about 15, 20 minutes, we'll play it again. This is a call. Those guys did a great job on, Saturday Night Live this past weekend. It's Opie and Anthony. Thanks for taking the ride home with us. We definitely appreciate that. AF weather, we got some rain moving into town. We're going to have a morning shower tomorrow, then some afternoon sunshine with a high of 47 tomorrow. Thursday, looking good but chilly with a high of 36.
Phone me in spring. Just wake me when spring comes around.
Dude, we're going skiing. Oh, great story in the paper today.
What?
Pamela Anderson.
What about her?
Oh.
In the news again?
She's in the news every day. I watch Baywatch religiously.
Baywatch.
Every Sunday. It's absolutely awesome. Anyways, Pamela Anderson, of course, is pregnant. Now Pamela Anderson is going to be pregnant, nude, and posing for Playboy.
Oh, no. Stop.
Just stop.
Why the hell do we have to look at that?
I want to. Dude, a little thing about the Oster. Pregnant women turn me on.
What?
I'm serious. That whole Demi Moore thing? When she was pregnant and on the cover?
Of Vanity Fair, yeah. I saw that one. No.
Dude, total turn-on.
No, the beach ball belly does nothing for me.
Total turn-on.
I'm sorry.
I'm being totally honest. I'm not just doing a radio thing. Totally turns me on. Pamela Anderson will pose totally nude when she is 6 months pregnant. Playboy will feature her as the first ever pregnant centerfold.
It's not even like a fat girl in Playboy.
Right.
But pregnant. It looks like they swallowed one of those old hoppity hops. Remember that thing you used to sit
hoppity
on?
Hoppity hops.
Pachung, pachung, pachung. How could that turn you on?
I don't know, but it does. I am very demented, as you know by now.
Absolutely.
She goes on to say that no pose is too outrageous. She is ready to show it all, and she claims in ways that has never been seen before.
Great. You get to watch her destroy that beautiful body.
Can't wait for that.
All right.
Is everyone ready for the Rot Gut song, Anthony's band, the Grandma song? We've already played it once, but let's play it again. What the heck, huh?
Sure.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. AF.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Tell us every year, you friggin' nerd. Glad to hear about your drunken grandma. That tanked up bitch got just what she deserved. Well, I spent that fateful Christmas with the dick that wrote this song. Granny drank whiskey with Quaaludes while toking sesame and from a bong. I tried to greet his evil grandma, but she kicked me in the nuts. She was sucking on a crack pipe, yelling, piss off, die, you bastard scumbag puss. Granny got run over by a reindeer. Every time I hear that song, I twitch. Don't feel bad about that psycho grandma. Grandpa paid old Santa off to hit the bitch. There was dinner on the table. Granny's crawling underneath. Didn't know what she was up to till I saw that big old smile on Uncle Pete. Granny left to score some Valium. Took off running down the path. That's when old Saint Nick, he creamed her. Grandpa thanked Rudolph while kissing Santa's ass. Granny got run over by a reindeer, copping dope outside on Christmas Eve. Good riddance to that evil demon grandma. As for me and grandpa, we're relieved.
Ho, 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 granny was a ho. Oh, blind two.
Whoa.
I think you have a taker.
About what?
You love pregnant women.
I like looking at
you
pregnant
women. You like looking
women.
At naked pregnant women. I think you have a taker.
AF. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Opie and Anthony.
What's up?
Where's Opie?
Right here.
It's Opie and Anthony.
Opie, I'll come pose for you. I'm 8 months pregnant.
8 months pregnant?
Yes.
Wow.
You'll come down and pose?
I sure will.
What kind of body do you have?
Well, I'm only about 5'1".
Uh-huh.
I'm normally about 125 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And I've gained about 27 pounds so far.
Wow.
And you want to come down and pose naked?
Sure.
You'll pose naked when?
Oh, well, I don't know. It depends on my schedule.
Any day this week between 3 and 7.
Sounds good to me.
I'm totally serious. Come on down if your husband will let you.
Oh, of course he will.
All right, cool.
We'll check that out.
I am totally serious. Come on down.
But you know what's funny, too, is I get home today and he's got the issue of Playboy with Pamela Anderson in it.
Right.
Now, that just made me feel a hell of a lot better when you said that.
Oh, I love looking at pregnant women.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'll check you out.
Sure.
I am totally serious.
Me, too.
If your husband lets you, you come on down.
Oh, of course he will.
All right.
I'll see you then.
Sounds
cool.
Good.
Any day this week between 3 and 7.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. You think she'll come down?
For your sake, I hope so.
We should have the pregnant Olympics.
Wow.
Get like 3 or 4 pregnant women to...
Or the Miss Pregnant America.
Miss Pregnant America on this program this week.
Beauty pageant.
Let's try to make it happen. I'm
sure.
Serious. I know that girl will come down.
Yeah.
If we have any other takers, give us a call.
Miss Pregnant America.
Why not?
I like it.
All right, cool. We will try to make this happen. You know us. Here's Tripping Daisy and Piranha. On 107.3 WAF.
Hey, I gotta agree with you, man.
Wow. Everyone's sticking up for Ophir.
Alright, hey,
there's something
to
be said about looking at a pregnant naked woman.
I don't know what it is.
I don't
know?
Either. I mean, it's not like you're looking at a beautiful body because it's all messed up, but there's something there.
If it started out as a beautiful one before they got pregnant, it's just something with it. I don't know what it is.
I don't either. They have that glow about them.
Well,
I'm so glad you called because Anthony thought I was crazy. There's so many people calling and defending me here.
I can't see it. Maybe you guys just think it's like a third huge boob.
I'll tell you, it's even better making love to a one.
Wow. See, I wouldn't know that yet. I'll have to admit. But
mounting a tortoise.
Hey, we just got a call from a girl that's going to come down and pose for me. She's 8 months pregnant. She's going to take it all off, I think, later on this week.
In fact, I walked in the door, turned the radio on. I didn't catch it all, and then I heard her talking about you and talk about it.
Well, we're encouraging anyone else that is pregnant and wants to, you know, take part in our Miss Pregnant America to give us a call. We're totally serious. So far, we got one girl that's going to pose for us this week.
All right.
Anthony's going to puke, and I'm going to get a Woody.
Hey, I'll come down here. Let me know what time she's coming.
All right, man.
Maybe
we'll have Rage TV come here to film it for one of their shows. I'm totally serious. They're our link to the visual part of this show. When we get something really whacked out, Rage TV comes in and films us so we could all check it out on TV.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Take care, man.
All right. You're surprised, aren't you?
I am very surprised.
You didn't think anyone would call and defend me on
no,
that
No, I really didn't.
I'm telling you. There's a lot of guys that like checking that stuff out.
A lot of guys like checking out pregnant women.
Naked.
How about
naked.
That? Well, if you don't have a pregnant woman to stay home with tonight and check her out naked, how's that for a segue? Get your ass off the couch. Get out and do something this Tuesday night at the TAM, Charlie's Girlfriend, at John Harvard's Brewhouse, Grinning Lizard, at Bill's Bar, Martini Farmer, and Better World Karma. At the Mullen Center in UMass, Fish is down there.
Fish
for
is
any
playing?
Of the deadheads that miss Jerry, he's all gone. But
dude, Fish
is, lives
they're
on.
They're a very good band live.
I know you like
all right.
Fish.
All right.
In the movie theater's Casino, playing. That's really good.
3 hours.
Little long, but you know, if you're into that, sitting around, if you got nothing to do.
Bring the wheelbarrow-sized popcorn with you.
And the 55-gallon drum of soda.
Right.
John Travolta's in White Man's Burden. That's out and about. And the Crossing Guard with Jack Nicholson. He's always fun to watch. The Celtics are off. The Bruins are at the Fleet Center. They're playing the Dallas Stars tonight. So get your ass off the couch. Get out and do something, for God's sake.
All right. Another Demented Christmas song on the way. It's Bad Season. On the only station that really rocks, 107.3 WAF.
Well, I have a bone to pick with Anthony because...
Oh, no. What did I do?
You said something very bad.
What did I say?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Just when they were just talking about making love to a pregnant woman...
Right.
And you said it was like mounting a tortoise.
Yeah.
Why not?
Wait. Anthony does make a good point, though. It's like mounting a tortoise.
It is. Like wobbling around up there.
You guys are terrible.
I fell off, honey.
It's like when you were in gym class when you're like, you know, 10, 12 years old and used to roll around on the kickballs.
The little innie belly button turns into an Audi.
Right.
Yeah, but
if it's pierced, they look like one of those hoppity hops. You could grab onto the belly button ring and bounce around the house.
Oh, it's terrible for you to say things like that on the air, though. When a woman is pregnant and big and fat like that,
oh, that's funny. Are you pregnant?
No.
Oh, all right.
Because
we were gonna invite you down to our Miss Pregnant American contest we're going to have later on this week.
I'll tell you what. There is some kind of sick mystique about it that I do. I mean, I am curious to see a naked pregnant woman.
Okay.
I am curious. So it's not all that disgusting to me.
It's not really disgusting. And being fat and bloated with a kid in there, like, really brings down a woman's self-esteem. So you really shouldn't say things about
okay. It
being like mounting a tortoise, you know?
All right. Well, have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Station that really rocks, 107.3 WAF. We really get paid to talk about this stuff on the radio
every
day.
It is getting twisted in here.
It really is. It's Opie and Anthony. So. Oh, I got to talk about this really cool thing we're doing on the radio. It's very cool. We're looking for the most creative public display of the WAF call letters.
Mm.
Check this out. The grand prize will win a trip for two to Super Bowl 30 in sunny Tempe, Arizona. You must be 18 or older. You can't violate any local, state, or federal laws.
You don't leave a trail of dead bodies in the shape of AF. This would not be allowed.
But if you do break a law, you know, you'll get national press. I shouldn't encourage
God,
that, right?
You really shouldn't.
Okay. You cannot endanger yourself or any other person, or your entry will be disqualified. Complete rules available at the WAF studios during regular business hours. You will need to supply us with a photo or video of your entry by 12 noon Thursday, December 21st, talking 2 weeks from Thursday. Just show us your WAF and a trip for you and a friend to Super Bowl 30 could be yours from 107.3 WAF. And we're trying to get pregnant women together for a Miss Pregnant America that we're doing on the radio sometime this week. You think that one girl will come down?
I think so. We'll put little sashes over their bellies.
If you're just tuning in, I admitted that kind of like pregnant naked women turned me on a little bit.
Oh, flanks it.
So this girl called up, said she's 8 months pregnant. She's about 5'2", pretty nice body, only gained 27 pounds, and she wants to come in and show us her stuff.
And I'm not really into pregnant women, but I am finding I'm pregnant curious.
You're pregnant curious. All right. Phone's ringing off the hook. We got to grab one. AF.
Is Opie there?
Right here.
How you doing?
Good.
I heard you're having a contest about pregnant women.
We're just having a Miss Pregnant America contest.
Does it matter how far along they are?
Well, you're only like 3 or 4 months along.
Try five, a little over 5 months.
Oh, are you? You're starting a show.
Yes.
So you want to come down for the contest?
When do you have to come down?
I don't know. We're still throwing it together.
Huh?
Anthony, I got a surprise for you.
What?
You're like encouraging her to come down?
Yeah.
She's the one that scared the hell out of you.
No, she isn't.
She's the one that squirted breast milk at you and you ran out of the studio.
Is it? Well, what the hell are you doing pregnant again?
Hey.
Right? It's you, right?
Huh?
It's you, right?
Yeah, it is.
We had you come in and lactate on targets and stuff.
Right.
Jeez, you're a fertile one, aren't you?
And then she turned her big breast around to Anthony and started squirting milk at Anthony. And Anthony completely freaked out. He jumped under the console and then ran out the door and refused to come back on the air with me.
Breast milk all over the place. He's giving me the heebie-jeebie.
He's a big chicken.
What?
He's a big chicken.
He's a big chicken.
Yeah, when it comes to breast milk, I am. I don't want those things squirting back at me. Scary.
I've never seen Anthony scared in all my life, but he was scared that day. She had these big mamas with these huge, disgusting nipples. Oh, you're on the phone. I'm sorry.
They were like thumbs that squirt.
They were squirting thumbs, these things.
And all of a sudden, she points it at Anthony after she was doing some target practice, and Anthony freaked out, screams, and runs out of the studio. And he was completely serious when he said, "Oh, I'm not going on the radio until she covers those things."
Hey, you're never supposed to point a loaded boob at anyone. Do you know boob safety? You point them in the air or on the floor, unless you're going to use it.
Right now, they're dry.
They're dry right now. So, all right, you might be safe enough to come down and partake in our little contest later on this week.
Okay.
All right, we'll let you know.
Okay, I'll be listening.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Paying for purchases with your ATM card is fast and easy.
You curse man anymore.
Well, if you stick around, we got the black version of Curse Man on the way. And a legit guy. Legit guy. We got to kind of cut out his curses and then we'll be able to throw him on the radio.
Curse Bro.
Curse Bro is on the way. Hey, you can get the latest concert, club, and comedy listings anytime you want just by dialing the WAF Infomaniac hotline, 617-252-4AAF. You can call that 24 hours a day, 617-252-4AAF. That same number also gives you the most up-to-date weather and the joke of the day, 617-252-4AAF.
The mail, as long as you had the right address on there and, like, proper postage.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, you work at a post office?
Yeah, I work in Shrewsbury.
Did you hear what we're doing?
What?
Well, I started yesterday. I was just wondering if you could actually mail a banana through the mail, not putting it in an envelope or anything, just writing the address right on the banana, putting a stamp on the banana, and I was wondering if the post office would actually deliver it.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we get coconuts sometimes.
Right.
Like, all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh, very cool. Well, thanks for the info.
I'll try to mail you one.
All right, cool.
Might be a little squash, but...
Well, if they got to hand stamp it, obviously.
Yeah.
Can't put a banana through the machine?
No, I don't think so.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye. It's Opie, it's Anthony, and we're joined with, by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yes, hey, they are here.
We got Robbie and John. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Welcome back to Boston.
Nice to be here.
Oh, wait, they got the reverb on your voice. You guys
nice
should hear this.
Nice to be here in
it sounds like you're in a big gymnasium.
We have to yeah. Right. Well, you know.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
This is how it sounds when the Pope talks.
There you go.
Wherever he goes, he's got reverb on his voice.
Did you see that
it's
on TV?
Rider.
The Can Pope's... I have more toilet paper?
Yeah, the Pope wasn't looking good on TV at all.
Well, he's 140.
In Pope years.
Right,
Pope
he used to be...
I don't know what that is.
That's 47 of you and me.
He used to be the young, vibrant Pope. Now he's a real old
the
man.
The old Pope.
Yeah.
He's a real old Pope. You know, they... I just want to know if his vestments and Pope hat are bulletproof.
Nobody's in
good
that
point.
Huge bulletproof fishbowl.
Yeah, the
Pope-mobile.
It's like a converted AMC Pacer.
Yeah, it's got that big glass thing.
The new 1996 Pope-mobile.
Right.
With driver, passenger, and Pope-side airbag.
Pope-side.
So how was your summer? What did you guys end up doing this summer?
We played about 100 shows this summer.
Wow.
And that was nice.
So you didn't get back to Buffalo, I would assume, huh?
For 4 days, 4 days here, 3 days there.
Right.
You know, so that was about it.
Did you hear about the jet ski guy in Buffalo?
Oh, going over
was it Stan Jetski? He lived down the street from
Stan Jetski. The dude trying to do the falls in a jet ski.
Oh, yeah.
And he had his parachute apparatus that failed to open, and he there's got crushed.
That's yes. What everybody from Buffalo knows about, that the other people in the country. We hear about the guys in the jet ski, but people that live in Buffalo hear about the guy that tried in the paper bag every week.
Somebody else
well, when throwing I was, themselves off the fall.
We talked about this on the radio. When I was living there for about 2.5 years, there was a guy that kayaked the fall. Falls.
Yeah,
he was nuts, and he wasn't planning on making it. That's how he wanted to die. He kayaked the falls.
I'm out of here, man. I'm gonna get in this kayak and kill myself.
Right.
We have a friend who took handfuls of drugs and actually stood on the edge of the falls one night with water rushing past his ankles.
Cool.
Not cool. Not
give
cool.
That a whirl. That's a rush.
All right.
Yeah.
Not
cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the success of the CD. It's about time people are
thank
discovering the Goo Goo Dolls,
right.
Huh?
Damn it. In case you don't know, this is us clapping for ourselves.
Right. A boy named Goo. And you guys got your guitars. You want to jam a song real fast?
Yeah,
for us?
We're going to jam the big single. And when, you know. And I hope that we don't scare America when we give them our next single, because
right,
it doesn't
cool.
sound anything like this. But
all right, the Goo Goo Dolls.
cream pie. I still can't turn away. It's all the dreams she never thought she'd lose, tossed along the way. Letters that she never meant to send, tossed and thrown away. Yourself somewhere out there, where you get to be a star.